I hoped so. In many ways, he was a nice little lunatic. Yet beneath the many layers of garbage in his mind, there lurked a wasteland. I heaved a sigh, beamed him one last look of fatherly concern, and made my way up the hill. The evening sun was drifting down on the horizon, like a mother hen settling down on her nest. Which reminded me that darkness was coming, and that I had a very important job waiting for me. Yes, it would be a tough assignment, perhaps the toughest of my whole career. Tender chickies cheeping in the darkness of night would bring all manner of villains into headquarters, all of them lusting for a chicken dinner. Would I be able to fight them off and save the little chickies? In this moment of quiet before the battle began, I turned to the vast computer screen of my mind and called up the Villains program. I browsed my way through the names and faces of all the villains in our files. Rip, Snort, Scraunch the Terrible, Sinister the Bobcat, Buster and Muggs, Wallace and Junior, Eddie the Rack. And then I studied the mug shots of other villains whose names we didn't know. Various skunks, badgers, raccoons, bobcats, chicken hawks, and owls. Any one of whom might be the one to attack my chickies. Which would it be? Who would be the villain I would have to face in the grim darkness of night? I saw his face in my mind. I even knew his name. Yes, I knew who the villain would be. I knew him very well. We had spent a lot of time together, shall we say? But I'm afraid I can't reveal his identity. Security reasons, don't you see?